We're gonna go live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:04 PM on Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Penrod?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
Some of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on August 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
No, I did not.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid award for the Main Street Lighting Project. Hello? Sean?
So I did review the bid that we received. It did seem to meet all the specifications that we had in there. United Consulting also reviewed the bid. It did come under the engineer's estimate by quite a bit. I did receive another bid, but it didn't meet our deadline, so they were excluded from this. Engineer's estimate was $107,281.50, bid came in at $75,480. With that, I'm going to recommend we approve the bid from TGBE. Let me get that mom again, I just had it. An amount of $75,480 for this project.
And I think you said this was going to be completed by the end of the year?
So the goal is to have this completed by the end of the year, as some of you may or may not have heard. I don't know if I talked about it last meeting, but our North Substation project was scheduled to be completed this fall as well. Material on that has become an issue. Some of the material is not going to even ship until January. So that has been pushed back to spring. So this has a deadline of, I believe it's December or January. So hopefully material is not an issue on this project, but we'll learn more once we get dealing with the contractor. And we are providing a lot of the material, so I've already got a lot of it on hand. So yes, it is scheduled to be completed this fall.
Okay, that's great. Hope we bring a welcome change to Main Street in our entryway. Questions of Sean?
Sean, that's going to be buried, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on concrete bases, approximately 3 to 4 inches above grade, so mowers will bounce off the concrete instead of the poles. Weed eaters won't be hitting the poles. And it also has arms for banners, so we can put banners down through there. And it also has a GFI outlet on it, so we can hang Christmas decorations and plug them in. You won't see the wires wrapped around the poles like in years past. So we've eliminated a lot of that. And one thing I'll bring up a little bit later is our United Consulting engineering contract adjusted a little bit, because once we got into the actual project, we decided that it would make more sense for us to complete a lot of the line work on it instead of passing it on to the contractor. And so we'll have a little bit of adjustment on the engineering part of it. But so yeah, it'll be much more appealing to the eyes as you drive down Main Street.
Any other questions?
I did not.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the bid with TGB Unlimited for $75,480 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Sean, do you want to just take up your contract change there while we're at it?
Yeah, so original engineer's estimate for this project was $180,000. We felt like we could do a lot of that in-house and save us quite a bit of money, which we were right, which turns out to be over $100,000 in savings. So we are doing the pole setting ourselves. We're running some of the wires, poles, things like that. That it requires different equipment for the contractor to bring on site. So with that, I did make a change. Engineering had to make a change to the bid packet. In all, the difference in cost was an additional $2,800, and so I'm going to hand this around if you guys so choose to accept it, but I'm just asking for permission to extend a supplement of $2,800 to that engineering contract.
Any concerns? I'll make a motion. We approve the supplement as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Go ahead and give it to Sally. We'll sign it at the end. Okay. Thanks, Sean. Next up is professional services with Ritter Strategic Services, LLC. So you will know that I put a an amended agreement, if you will, in your Dropbox. So as you know, over time, over the last couple of months, 3 months, 5 months, 10 months, 10 years, we've had conversations with our friends at the county regarding consolidated dispatch in some way, shape, or form. As you are also well aware, the last time that those talks basically broke off, we decided to do pretty significant upgrades to our dispatch center and basically made it ready to go for the next 20, 30 years. So we've had conversations with the county recently, and we all felt that it made sense for us to do a feasibility study to see what a transition would look like, to see what the pros and cons of making that consolidation happen, while also, you know, looking at the cost breakdowns, looking at staffing, looking at all those pieces. So really much of that is incorporated into this kind of feasibility study. And really this item as well as the next item in the agenda kind of go part and parcel together, but the county has requested that we be the holders of the actual contract with Ritter, but that we split the cost of that services 50-50. I think it makes a lot of sense for us to do that in a lot of different ways, and the reason for that is because we have a lot of things that we don't know, or that we don't know that we don't know. And so we want to make sure that we're going into any kind of decision like this clear-eyed with all the information in front of us. Mr. Ritter has not only led a PSAP consolidation, but has also helped multiple other entities consolidate. Again, I want to make it real clear that this, at the end of the study, we may end up saying it's not worth it or it's not good for us, or the county may say the same. I had a conversation today with one of the commissioners to just kind of talk through this, and we had made some changes, as you well know, based on some of their concerns to this, but they feel pretty confident about moving forward with this, and at the very least, just getting a baseline of information on where this could go or might go, if you will. Again, as you can guess and as you're aware, there's a lot of non-committal right now for what the future holds. But again, I think it's good for us to take a look, to step back, take a look at what the needs are and what the challenges are. So as you'll see there really on the first page, you'll see what kind of the recommendations are going to be when it comes to, you know, staffing level, what a timeline looks like, what's the order of potential transition if it were to happen, what are those transitional costs and opportunities, what are the technical components that we don't know about that we need to know about when we're making that transition, if we make that transition, and then also identify potential cost savings that could save our taxpayers dollars, rationale of why and why we should or shouldn't do that, and anything else. So it kind of is trying to take a holistic look. There's a lot of pages that go with that. But then also in your packet is an interlocal agreement that basically states out that both parties, the city and the county, will both be splitting the cost of this study, basically 50-50. It is a not to exceed $12,000, so at the most that we would spend would be $6,000 on this. Which again, when you're talking about a potential for consolidation, $6,000 is a small amount comparatively, but. But in, like I said, in the interlocal agreement, it basically just states out that both parties are going to contribute 50% of the cost of that. In talking to one of the commissioners today, I believe they are planning to put this on their agenda, the interlocal on their agenda at their next meeting to approve. So I know that they had discussions at the last meeting a little bit about it, and there were some concerns, which is why we had the change. So questions that I can try to answer. That's a lot of monologue to get to where we need to.
What was the difference between the first one and the revised?
Yeah, good question. So the concern by the commissioners was that it read more as a strategic plan to consolidate rather than a feasibility study of whether we should or shouldn't, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we took some of the elements from the previous version and incorporated some of the elements the county wanted to kind of do more of that feasibility side. And then I also, honestly, I'll tell you that list at the end of the first page is really many of those items came from the county commissioners of things that they wanted to know and see. So those were, they weren't holistic changes if you do a side-by-side comparison, but they were some bullet point changes that that the county requested.
Okay.
Other questions I can try to answer? Okay. So with that, what I do plan to do, and again, we're kind of going a little bit out on a limb here to agree to this contract before the interlocal's been signed, but I will tell you that in conversation with Mr. Ritter, he will go when we tell him to go. So we can agree to it, and if you read the kind of opt-out clause, we can opt out, and the only thing we have to pay him is services that he's actually done. So exactly. So we can say yes and sign it, and but he won't move until we say to move.
Okay.
So
this is you mentioned a wish list at some point.
At the end of the first, at the end of the first page.
Yeah.
Here on this one, yeah, these are all the things. Most of them are things that the county would like to see as a part of this feasibility study. Yes.
And if we wanted to inquire to add some additional to that, who would we talk with?
Sure. I think I could ask Mr. Ritter to do certain additional things.
Yeah.
If there's something specific, I can certainly ask him to incorporate that. Keep in mind that there's a lot of umbrella in this, okay. So it may already be planned and not specifically stated out, so I can do that. If at the end it's something that he was not planning to do and that we need to put it in, there may be amendment to add just a little additional in there. But
yeah, and Terry, at dispatch, and I really don't know, do they have GPS on vehicles or on the radios, or do we have GPS active at this time?
We do have active GPS, I believe it's on the vehicles. It might be also on the radios, too.
That is what I would be inquiring about mm-hmm. for an enhancement.
Sure.
So that if an officer is in pursuit on mm-hmm. foot, we would be able to
yep.
get him help, because, I mean, that's obviously what we don't want to endanger.
Yep.
So that was the initial why I asked.
Sure.
If we could just inquire if that feature, additional safety feature, mm-hmm. is there.
Well, and I think from the GPS standpoint, I think you're right. Obviously, our officers, like Terry said, our officers do have that ability currently. And I agree. I'm not sure if it's on the cars or the radios. My gut tells me the radios. But nevertheless, we don't know what the county does. Which again, that's one of those things that I asked him to do, is to really do a side-by-side analysis of the two entities to see where are we similar and where are we different. Now, keep in mind, there may be very similar things that we're doing in dispatch, and yet our city police and the county sheriff may be doing something very different. And certainly, as you're well aware, city police are under my leadership, whereas the county commissioners aren't, you know, the sheriff deputies are not under the county commissioner's leadership, they're under the sheriff, elected sheriff's leadership. So there's going to be some bumps and stuff if we decide to continue down this road. But I do think that's some of those side-by-side comparisons are definitely happening. So I made a note of it to make sure that that's what got.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I think to add things, I think number 8 leaves it kind of open-ended because it says other items mm-hmm. not considered. So.
Sure. So and that very well could be something that could be another item, if you will.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for the good discussion. So I'll ask for a motion to approve the Ritter Strategic Services contract. And allow me to be the signatory for that.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. And then kind of, like I said, right along with that is the interlocal agreement for professional services, and that's between us and Whitley County, basically the commissioners. One thing I will note about this, and Walt, I think you pointed this out to me previously, is that Chad is Commissioner Banks is the only one listed here under Whitley County, and I don't know if that's because he's currently the president of the commissioners, but I guess theoretically all three of them could also sign, but I don't know if it's their common practice that just their president signs or what, but that's probably why. Because I thought at first there may be a missing page, but I don't think there is.
Okay.
So, any questions regarding the interlocal? I'll make a motion. We approve the interlocal agreement for professional services agreement with Whitley County as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Chip, I think you're next with Westgate. Pay application?
Yes. We are
for Wayne Asphalt.
Very close to completion. Hopefully within next 2 weeks we'll be paving. So this is pay number two, and hopefully this will have one more.
Okay. So their pay request right now is the 737 number?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions regarding anything with Westgate? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the pay request for Wayne Asphalt at $737,740. Is that an 8 or a 9?
28.
Well, I know 28, but is it?
Crashed my computer.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look like an 8.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look above. Wait a minute. 275. Okay, I apologize. Let me rescind that and restart my motion. Because there's an amount due above, and that's the number I should have called, not the total amount paid. So I'll make a motion that we approve the pay request for Wayne Asphalt in the amount of $275,067.60.
Yes.
I'll second.
You see where I'm at?
Yeah, I'm just saying it looks like an
A. Oh, yeah, no, I'm at up here, right there. There you go.
Gotcha.
Okay, motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 325 West Portsmouth Cove. Actually, this and the next one both are gas services to new residents in the Cambridge Crossing subdivision. Questions regarding this one? Install gas service. And approved by Kelly, so. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys on 325 West Portsmouth Cove as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 307 West Portsmouth Cove. Any questions regarding this?
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 307 West Portsmouth Cove in Columbia City as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the request for leave of absence without pay. Sean, you want to work on this?
Yeah, this is... This is probably, I mean, hopefully, we'd like to have David back. He hasn't been, deployed yet. He is away for a month-long training, preparing him for this deployment. They are expecting to be deployed. He's going to Egypt for approximately a year and a half, I believe. So I had him fill this out. If he doesn't get deployed, I will definitely report that back to you. But we're waiting for official orders from the military, from the Army, for his deployment. But this here, this is a request for time off without pay because he's only been with us for 2 years now, so he doesn't have a ton of time, and no one has a year and a half of time. So this would be beginning September 2nd, 2022, and requested time of end of leave would be December 1st of 2023.
So, obviously, we appreciate his service to our country. I don't have a problem with the leave request. So, I'll make a motion. We approve the request for leave of absence without pay for David Osborne as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, we will do the we'll do the street closing permit that's right there. So it's Bravo Floral. They're doing some construction work there. I believe it's on the is it on the siding or the signage? We remember the Bravo.
Bravo. I think they're removing the whole facade.
The whole facade. Okay. So I thought. So. Looks like that's supposed to go from the 16th through the 19th. And they would take up the parking spaces there that are in front. Questions? So we kind of have two that are sort of part and parcel there, but one is, well, one was last week, it appears, and that's right, that I were approved, and then one is the next week, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But any questions regarding Bravo?
Nope.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for Bravo Floral for construction work September 16th through the 19th as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, like I said, is the sandblast limestone building face. That's for the mercantile. Pat Paul came in last week. I happened to see him in the hallway, and he had already talked to Sally, I think. And so it was one of those where they said, well, we're not exactly sure where we can get to you. And then they called like a day before and said, hey, we're going to be there tomorrow. Like we've had multiple times at this point, as you well know. So I went ahead and gave him the approval with the request today being a retroactive approval of that closure. I know it was sidewalk, and then I don't know if it was just one spot or two spots, Sally. It didn't say. Do you remember offhand?
I thought Gary was going to block off two.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I thought it was two spots myself. So in any case, they blocked off a couple spots and the sidewalk, obviously, for protection purposes. But so, any questions on that?
Nope.
I'll make a motion. We approve retroactively the sandblast limestone building face for 219 West Van Buren request.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Also in your Dropbox is the alley closure request. And this looks like for brickwork, landscaping, the alley beside 113 East Van Buren Street. That would have been, that's... right next to the Star parking lot, and then you have the building, and then you have the alley, and then you have the dance studio. So I'm pretty confident it's that alley right next to the dance studio. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right? Okay. Okay. Oh, there is a map included. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I should have just flipped the page.
Toward the red line.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So it looks like they're going to be working on the building, the brickwork, and some of the landscaping there. That's a pretty extended work, but I guess that's good. They're improving the building itself. So, let's see. Do we have signatures from people?
I have Sean, Mike, Shoda, and Gary Grant.
Okay.
I don't have anything from street or fire.
Okay. I don't. Well, so fire doesn't typically go down alleys, so that shouldn't be an issue. They can still access from the back, I think, if really need be, or the side. And then I can't imagine Kelly would have a problem with it. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the work on the building and the alley closure for 113 East Van Buren Street as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Nope, I don't think it did. Okay, we have another one that came in, and I want to just thank Paul and Rebecca Harrington for getting this in before the haunted jail opened. Thank you. Thank you. It's great to see it before it opened. So here's the haunted jail street closure request. Can't believe it's almost that time.
I know. When does it open?
September 23rd. September and October and a few days into November.
The usual.
The usual. Packed. Yeah.
They did not submit on that.
It's okay. We know where it's at. It's the same thing every year. It's the same thing every year. It's
every year.
It's the half block. Or do we do the full block? Typically, I think we do the full block because if we did the half block, people would be turning down the alley. We don't really want that. So
yeah.
We kind of maneuver it a little bit with them.
Tried it a couple different ways over the years.
I mean, to me, let's see. Yeah, they said from the alley, and maybe that's probably good to keep Reeks from having issues and the bank from having issues. So, any concerns with that?
No.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the haunted jail request for the dates noted for the half block of East Market Street from the alley to Washington Street.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Nicole.
Ready?
Bills.
I'll make a motion to approve all accounts payable in the amount of $1,331,835.17 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 9/13/22.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $244,146.29 plus overtime in the amount of $4,445.83 for the pay file ending 8/26/22.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Sally, you have anything else for us?
I do not.
Okay. Kelly has requested, he's not here tonight, but he asked me to request, I think you both know this, we had a retirement in his department, and he's requesting replacing that individual, starting the hiring process to replace that individual. So, any issues with that?
Nope.
Okay. We'll consider that unanimously approved. Maddie, you want to start?
Oh, yeah.
Introduce yourself and
Hello.
Grade and what youth council is doing.
All right. So my name is Madison Anderson. I'm a senior this year. This was our first meeting. We discussed city updates. We talked about what we expected the year to look like, different expectations we had for each other, for youth council in general. And then we elected our leaders. So the president for this year is Maddie Straub. She is a senior as well. The vice president is me. And then the secretary is Carmen Brown, who is a junior. And then along with this, we planned some community service projects for this year, such as our pickleball tournament that's coming up in a couple weeks. We've had some trouble with that so far, so we might have to change our plans. We can't really find any pickleballers to be in the tournament. So we'll see how that goes. After we planned some of our community service, we ate with the department heads. That was really fun. We had pizza. And then we cleaned the welcome signs around Columbia City. That's all we did in our first meeting.
Questions?
No, but they look very nice.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. Sean.
So we had about four new services to put in this week, but with the rain, that's proving to be a little bit challenging. So we are still building somewhere in our territory. I'm not sure where they're finding room, but they're shoehorning them in.
Obviously, I'm sure we're all aware now, but we did lose an employee in our department this week. Randy Bachman passed away yesterday morning, and Friday will be the viewing for Randy. We will be out in full force supporting the family and Randy for everything he did for us, and we can't say enough good things about Randy and the time we spent. And I worked with Randy for 21 years, so viewing will be Friday and funeral Saturday morning for Randy. He will definitely be missed. But other than that, just regular maintenance, doing some upgrade stuff around town. I'm also starting conversations about moving our fuel pumps at the MSF to an above ground system, which would completely eliminate any IDIM requirements from us. We've had enough issues with those pumps anyway that I feel like it's time to at least look at this option. We have another repair that needs to be done for IDIM. It's a spill bucket at the bottom that's got a small little blemish in it that's going to cost $18,000 to repair. So I'm having three different companies quote on moving those above ground with secondary containment there. And like I said, what we pay for just managing our IDEM permits, I believe these pumps will pay for themselves in a matter of a few years. Other than that, unless you have any questions for me.
Questions of Sean?
No.
I do not.
Thank you. Mike?
Last week, they hooked the last VFD on wells up. They got 1 meter to hook up, and then the wells will be completely done. This morning, we had a leak over on Chicago Street. We thought it was an abandoned line because of where it was situated. Come to find out from there, which is in front of the old Quick Mart, it goes all the way down and supplies water to Flotec. So tomorrow morning, we're going to be in the process of putting a new line across in front of Flotec instead of down there. That line was lead, so we need to get rid of it. So we got a temporary water to Flotec for today and tomorrow, and then we'll put a new line in tomorrow.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Terry.
Well, as of last report, all the major projects in my department are done, unless someone wants to give me some money. So it's just been day to day, keeping everything up and running.
Questions? Oh, Terry. Thank you. Chip?
Westgate's moving along. Decent pace. It could go by a little faster, but it's going smooth. No major hiccups. Looking at paving within the next 2 weeks. We were hoping to have it done next week, but I think we're pushed back to 2 more weeks. So other than that, everything's plugging along.
Questions?
No.
Thank you. A couple other reports from Gary. He said the new officers are progressing very nicely. They were contacted. So let me back up. The police department was contacted by statewide Ford and City Ford, which advised that the vehicles that they had ordered and were to be delivered have been postponed until an unknown date. We may be pushed into 2023, but he said that he was very thankful that he got approval over the last year or so to get the vehicles that they were able to get, or they'd be in a kind of a rough situation. So he wanted to thank us for that. Homecoming parade went well. He said they've seen an increase in panhandlers, not at the homecoming parade, but panhandlers, especially at Kroger, I think, and have been on top of it. But obviously he encourages us to keep people in mind because, you know, holidays are close and it's challenging and all that kind of stuff. So they are having a taser training class tomorrow, and it is in here at 9 a.m., so if you're interested to come see it, feel free to do that. They are continuing to work on SOPs. Dispatch was at First Friday, and they were pleased with the turnout. And they are looking to see if the school's safe visitor process and 911 text D, text out or something. We'll work together to call the dispatcher if there's an issue, so they continue to work on SOPs as well in that. Tom's report said they're putting on an NFPA certified driver operator general class in-house for the newer people. 101 is having some electrical issues, and they had Hoosier Fire come fix on Wednesday. 102 will hopefully be repaired and pump tested next Tuesday, and their rescue equipment will be tested and maintenance performed next Tuesday as well. So those are the two reports I have. In general, you know that we're continuing to work on lots of different projects right now, and but we're also at that point of the year where projects are being tightened up and finished. The paving and patching that is happening across the city should be completed by the end of the month. So there's multiple spots that are in not great shape that, from if you remember from last winter, we came out and there were potholes everywhere. Because of the winter that we had, the warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold. So we are able to get on the patching of that now, and hopefully, obviously, in advance of next winter or this coming winter. The kids' Halloween mother-son event is coming up here in about, I think, about a month or so. So tickets are available. Let me back up. Maybe it's a little, it's later than a month from now because I think tickets are available here in the next couple of weeks. So besides that, lots of things happening. Lots of things happening, but good stuff. So, Sally?
Yes, sir.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Okay. Walt?
Nothing.
Nicole?
Nothing.
Then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Aye.